Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan iba pang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Meron din tayong ibabahagi na ulat sa ating mga kababayan tungkol sa mga kaganapan, lalo na dito sa New South Wales at iba't ibang bahagi ng Australia. Libo-libong tao po ang pumila sa mga COVID-19 testing centers at naging pahirapan po ang sitwasyon ng mga medical staff na ma-accommodate ang lahat, lalo na at limitado ang mga lugar na dinadagsa ng mga nais makapagpatest bago ang kanilang pagbiyahe o pagdalo sa mga events. Ayon kay Premier Dominic Perrottet, ang mga babiyahe interstate, yung mga may sintomas at mga kinontak ng New South Wales Health lamang muna ang dapat maging prioridad sa testing.
What we can't have are people sitting in testing queues, which takes away from people who are unwell and who need that test, because we want to get those tests back as quickly as possible, particularly for people who are unwell, and in addition to that, so that people who are travelling interstate can do so.
Pero ayon naman kay New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazard, ang mga requirements ng mga estado na negative PCR COVID test bago bumiyahe ang siyang nakakapagpahirap sa health system ng bansa. Kung maaari daw sana ay rapid antigen test na lamang ang gamitin.
I certainly send again the message to those states that getting PCR tests is putting an enormous pressure on our pathology system and minimizing the capacity for proper clinical PCR tests. PCR tests that are needed for people to really determine whether or not they have COVID because they have symptoms and they've been directed to by health. But as Health Minister, I strongly implore them to review that situation as soon as is possible.
Sabi naman ni New South Wales Opposition Health Spokesman Ryan Park, umaabot na sa 5 oras ang paghihintay ng mga tao sa ilang clinic.
Well, it's extremely frustrating for people to essentially be turned back when they're waiting hours and hours to get tested because the New South Wales government don't have enough resources in place. That's simply not good enough, especially in the middle of an outbreak.
At kasunod ng matinding pressure, nagkaroon din ng pagkakamali sa pagbibigay ng resulta ng isang testing clinic dito sa Sydney. Ayon sa St. Vincent's Hospital Medical Director of SIDPATH na si Professor Anthony Dodds, 400 katao ang napadalhan ng negative test result sa halip na positive. Ang mga ito naman ay nagpatest noong 22 at 23 ng Disyembre o bago magpasko. Kagad namang kinontak ng clinic ang mga ito para ipaalam ang pagkakamali.
These people, in fact, had tested positive to COVID. As soon as we became aware of this issue this morning, SIDPATH immediately commenced a process to contact these impacted individuals. An emergency response team is now investigating the cause of this mistake, which is believed to be due to human error. We sincerely apologize for the mistake that has been made.
Samantala, para sa anumang impormasyon, suporta at tulong kaugnay ng COVID-19 pandemic, bisitahin lamang aming website sbs.com.au/coronavirus. At yan po ang binuong ulat ni Deborah Gork para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.